camping and glamping. The summer holidays are coming, and it's time to think about your dream holiday. Some people don't like going to towns or cities, or staying in big hotels full of people. They prefer being in the country on holiday. If you like that too, you can go camping. Where can you stay overnight? 1. Under the stars. Are you romantic and really tough? Then you can sleep under the stars. You can choose a beautiful place with a nice view and no people around. You can watch the stars right from your bed. But your bed is only a mat and a sleeping bag. There are insects and the weather can be bad, rainy, windy, or cold. It's pretty uncomfortable. And where will you wash yourself? In a cold lake or river? Or do you want to carry water for drinking, cooking, and washing too? You need to carry things for sleeping and cooking, so your backpack is really heavy. 2. In a tent in the countryside. You can sleep in a tent in a nice place too. Then, the bad weather or insects are no problem for you, but your backpack is even heavier. 3. In a tent at a campsite. You can sleep in a tent at a campsite. There are showers and toilets. There is electricity, so you can charge your phone. But there are lots of people. They talk, sing, and laugh till late at night. You can't enjoy the countryside very much, and your mat and sleeping bag aren't very comfortable either. 4. Glamping. People who want a comfortable bed, a hot shower, and electricity, but somewhere in the countryside, go glamping. Glamping means glamorous camping. You stay in a tent, a yurt, or a little wooden cabin with beds and heating. There's a kitchen and towels, so you don't need to carry so many things in your backpack. Glamping sites are usually in beautiful places. There aren't many people, but you can pay as much as a hotel. So, what's your dream holiday? At your granny's? At your parents' cottage? In a hotel? Camping? Or glamping?